When I turn my will and my life over to the care of God as I understand God, truly are willing to put God first and love others as myself, then I return to my innocence. I believe we can get our innocence back. No matter what has been done to us or what we have done to others, we can go to our, what can I call it? Pre-existence, maybe. The place that exists always before now, that exists in every now, past, present, future, all co-occurring. I am as God created me. I return to the Garden of Eden, if you will. Before guilt, before shame, before blame. The flaming sword keeps out the ego. And we return to our childlike essence. Jesus said, "Be ye as little children, for such is the kingdom of heaven." How can we be as little children if we're in separation consciousness, if we're doing the guilt, shame, and blame routine with people? It's like I used to say in my mad speeches, I might be in mad, but I'm not mad at anybody. And that was actually my old sponsor's line. And I stole it. Rest in peace, Mary Jo. So just give those ideas a little bit of thought. I'm not saying I'm right about anything. And I know that there will be people that say that, you know, the kingdom of heaven is within us. And then there's people that say that things won't be restored until everything is burned to the ground and Christ comes back and destroys the evildoers and all that. But, you know, only the ego fights God. And David had his innocence with Goliath. He had faith. And it was Goliath's ego that was taken down. And for all we know, Goliath had a brain tumor and behind the pineal. Yeah, you know, I heard somebody say that. I thought, oh, that's interesting. So when he got hit in the forehead, he was done with that rock. So it was like divine timing. And Goliath served a purpose. He's part of God's plan. And his physical life ended, but his spirit went on, and hopefully he was forgiven for his shortcomings and realized his mistake when his physical body ended and he could see the light. So I don't know. That story is a little bit beyond me, you know, because there's a lot of death and mayhem in the story as the Israelites chased down the Philistines and killed them, came back to their camp, looted everything, you know. They kind of justified rioting, if you will. That whole argument is kind of interesting, how people do that. But it's above my pay grade to understand most of this stuff. I just pray to God for wisdom and serenity to accept the things I can't change, wisdom to know the difference between what I can and can't change, you know, the serenity prayer stuff. And all right, that's the end of my recording for today. I should do one more often. It's been quite a while since I've done any. Peace out, everyone. And remember, if you don't tell 3 people a day that you love them, you probably wasted a day of your life. Go out and tell someone you love them.